Okay, you put the letter in the envelope, and you turn it over, and you take your pen and you
address it.
Okay, and you might say, I know he lives in Houston, but I don't know his exact
address.
Okay. If a child has learned something that was sort of surprising, you know, the parent might say, who was it who
taught you that?
Okay. And if somebody asks you if you're going to do such and such or if you've done such and such yet, you might say, no, not yet, but pretty soon.
But I will pretty soon.
Okay. What do children call somebody who's always running and telling on the others?
A tattletale.
Okay. Would you use the same word about an adult?
Possibly, or if it was a criminal, you might be called a stool pigeon.
Okay. What about a gossip? Is that the same thing, or is that a little bit different?
Well, I think a tattletale is someone who's trying to get other people in trouble, whereas a gossip is just somebody who's trying to get attention by telling a good story.
Okay. If you want to brighten up the room for a party, and you have a lot of things going out in your garden, you'd probably go out and
bring them inside.
Okay, or bring what inside?
Bring flowers inside.
Okay, and before you could bring them inside, you'd have to
cut them.
Okay. Something a child plays with is a
toy.
Okay, or what else?
A doll.
Okay, or just another name for just a toy in general would be
a plaything.
Okay. You ever use the word play pretty?
No.
Okay. If something happened that you expected was going to happen, or that you predicted was going to happen, or maybe that you were afraid was going to happen, like if a kid hurt himself while he was doing something dangerous, you might say, I
knew it was going to happen.
Okay. I might say, here's the book you gave me for Christmas.
You gave me for Christmas?
Okay. And I will mm it back when I finish.
Give it back.
Because you have me so many books before.
Given me so many books.
Okay. I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
Okay. Or what's another word for started?
Began raining.
Okay. Or you might say, if you're going to use that last word that you just used. You might say, what time does the show
begin?
Okay. And the usher might tell you, it must have 10 or 15 minutes ago.
It must have began.
Okay. Somebody might say, why are you so out of breath? And you would say, I was feeling so happy I all the way home.
I ran all the way home.
Okay. You'd say, horses gallop, but people
run.
Okay. And they have a mile every day this week.
Ran a mile.
Okay. Would you say the whole sentence?
We have ran a mile every day.
Okay. If you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he from?
Where does he come from?
Okay. He in on the train last night.
He came in on the train last night.
Okay. And he has to our town every month.
He has come to our town every month.
Okay. And with your eyes you
see.
Okay. And I her outside just a while ago.
I see. I saw her outside just a while ago.
Okay. And we have so little of you lately.
We have seen so little of you.
Okay. And you might say, you can't get in through there. The highway department's got their machines in. The road's off.
The roads are blocked.
Okay. Or it's all
closed off.
Or
torn up.
Okay. If you give somebody a bracelet and she's just sitting there looking at it, you might say, well, why don't you go ahead and
exchange it?
No, she's just looking at it. It's a piece of jewelry,
mm-hmm.
And she likes it. It probably fits, but you don't know if it fits yet.
So why don't you try it on?
Okay, or another word for try it on would be
put it on.
All right. I might say, asking if you're capable of something. I might say, can you that?
Can you do that?
All right. And you might say, sure, I have done that all my life.
I've done that all my life.
Okay. And then yesterday my sister
did that.
Okay.